Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 252. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we were middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
We're on it tonight.
I have no idea why I'm laughing, but I am.
there was a really great video of this lady, and she was like, okay, repeat after me. And this guy's like, okay, fine. And she's like, ha, ha, ha. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. You know, and they just do that back and forth of like, where they just start make each other like crack up. And they're like, what are we even doing? So I did that to William the other day in the car. I was like, repeat after me. And we did the same thing because I was like, oh, this probably isn't going to work as well. It did, and he's like, what are we laughing about? I go, I don't know. It's just an experiment. And I said, it actually does work. Just get each other laughing. Just being around Nate and I is just such a pleasant experience that it's laughable, right?
It is laughable. It is laughable. No.
But we're on it tonight. As far as time, we're
on it
or in it.
We should be on
it. We stepped in it. Yeah. I can't get it off my shoe. So I took my shoe off.
On one.
Yeah.
We're always on one. I did explain to William and I went driving. He'll be 15 at the end of this year. And I started to say, I said, you'll be 15 in November. He goes, it's December, Dad. And I was like, yeah, that's your brother. Sorry. But we were driving around and I was getting a little hyper like I do. And I said, you know, the guys, when I do this, they say they're going to turn off my mic and they're going to go get the shock collar. And he goes, he goes, that's a good idea. He goes, does Nate have the shock collar? I go, yes, it's Nate that has the shock collar.
Oh, you never need that. All right.
It does exist.
So we're doing good. We're in the Mako studio. We just got our full recorded. Now we're doing the mini. Let's just get right to it.
Okay.
Sean, what are we talking about?
This is Nate's pick, and it is the Iron Island Museum. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
I like the name, the Iron Island.
I do too. It sounds very menacing, yes. Doesn't it?
Menacing.
Menacing's
yeah.
A good one.
Yeah. Very intimidating. Mm-hmm.
The Iron Island Museum is a historical and paranormal attraction located at 998 East Lovejoy Street. That sounds exciting.
Lovejoy.
Buffalo, New York. Housed in a building constructed in 1883 that previously served as a Methodist Episcopal, because that's fun to say, church and later a funeral home. That's a recipe for disaster. The museum is dedicated to preserving the history of Buffalo's Lovejoy neighborhood, also known as Iron Island. I like Iron Island better than Lovejoy. I'm sorry.
So yeah, it as you said, operated as a church for decades, closing in the late 1940s, and then operated as the funeral home for nearly 50 years before being donated in 2000 to the Iron Island Preservation Society. And it's currently a museum
where people come to see him. Oh, wait, no, that's the Adams family.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it does look like a church.
The neighborhood's nickname, Iron Island, comes from being surrounded by railroad tracks.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I did not know
this that. This was one of them that I didn't delve too deeply into because I liked, every once in a while, especially when it's not my pick, it's one I'd like to just learn things, and so I love that. So there was the, up in, was it Fort Wayne, or the Iron Horse Festival? And have you guys ever been to, when I was a kid, they don't have it anymore, I don't think. Or if they do, it's small, but it was about trains. And I always thought that was the coolest name, the Iron Horse Festival. So,
No, never heard of it. No. Most cities claim to have haunted landmarks and attractions. We all know this, right? But very few of them have anything as unearthly.
Ooh.
How about that?
I like it.
Unearthly as Iron Island. This circa 1885 former church/funeral home is considered one of the most haunted sites in the Northeast. The Museum of Hauntings, in quotes, is considered a pilgrimage for many ghost hunters who always have plenty of sightings and audible interactions with spirits that call the museum home.
Ooh.
Wow.
So I like, so it says the museum
must have something going on there.
The museum is operated by the Iron Island Preservation Society, formed in 1994. Current building was donated in 2000 by businessman Anthony Amagon. I guess that's how you say that. Amagon? Am I not gone? Inside, visitors can view a variety of artifacts, including a wooden altar from the 1896 neighborhood church, railroad items in military uniforms, a Ghost.
You hear that pop?
I did hear a pop, but what was that? I thought that was a noise you made. Mm-mm. No?
No, it sounded like it's that ghost, Nate, in your house.
There's so the lights are fine pop, now, pop. But now there's
that was very loud,
spectral like noises.
I thought one of you dropped something on the table.
I
thought
like
it was over on your side, yeah.
Sound like it was
that's weird.
From the windows.
Slender Man? Like, you think Slender Man?
I heard two.
We moved upstairs so that we could be away
from
Slender Man.
Maybe a squirrel's throwing a nut at the window.
It could be, right?
Or a tuna. I heard two sounds. Yeah.
Or maybe it's two birds.
Two birds. With one stone?
One stone.
Oh, man. All right, let's get back.
Okay, so visitors can view a variety of artifacts, including a wooden altar from 1896 neighborhood church, railroad items and military uniforms, a model of the New York Central Terminal building, and local historical documents and photos. Nice. I am game.
Well, there are reported apparitions.
You don't say.
Mm.
Edgar Zernicke?
Edgar.
a war veteran whose cremated remains were found unclaimed in the basement.
Oh, boy.
He was later buried with full military honors.
Oh. Recipe for disaster.
Then there are 2 6-year-old boys who were waked in the 1960s. And other spirits, including Tommy and Edgar, voices heard in daytime and nighttime.
Ooh. Oh, this one says the children are known as Tommy and Richard, so that's weird.
Hmm. And what did you say the name for, Nate?
Edgar, you said.
No.
Tommy and Edgar. I think Edgar.
Oh, Tommy and Edgar.
Wait a minute. They're referencing Edgar Zernicke. Who had the cremated remains in the basement.
Oh, I thought, okay. I lost track of
this. What I'm reading didn't really give the boys names.
So okay. I'm see Edgar and Tommy.
Tommy's one of them.
This says the museum is not only popular with the locals, it is also frequented by professional ghost hunters, mystics, and psychics who concur that this place is rife with spirits. I've spent a couple of nights there, said Damian Raphael, CEO of Museum of Mystery, a pop-up museum in Buffalo. He says it's the only place like this that I know of where a group of friends can spend the night alone without anyone else in the building. I am a skeptic and a believer, but always a skeptic first. So,
$5 per person for tours.
That's cheap. It's not. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of reviews.
It's only like a 3-minute tour. Yeah, I see where it says. Yeah, it says the operators of Iron Island, the two most vocal apparitions are Edgar and Tommy. So, yeah, and like you said, Nate, they hear them daytime and nighttime.
This is a review that says, for paranormal fun, we did a night tour, which was a paranormal tour of this very strange building. Once was a funeral home, now contains an odd array of stuff. Several major ghost hunting shows have been through here. Gotta admit, it was a creepy place, especially the basement. Would be interested in spending the night next time.
Hmm.
So yeah, it looks like it's got a lot of good reviews.
That's good.
Excellent and very good are the highest.
That's good. I mean, we know people, if they don't like it or something, take them off. They're going to make sure they,
I don't know that I ever find one that doesn't have one or two that say something stupid.
Oh, there's always somebody
I ignore those.
The Raphael guy, he says, one night that I was there, I saw a small child duck around the corner. The girl standing next to me saw the figure as well. We stayed until 7 in the morning. It was very unsettling, but a lot of fun, too. Not your typical adventure. As far as I'm concerned, it is the real deal.
I got to read you guys this review because it's really interesting. It delves into some cool stuff. It's called All in the Family, and they give it full 5 stars. Several years back, a group of us from Wyoming County decided to take the ghost tour, primarily because the show Ghost Hunter featured it on an episode. At the start, not much, but as we got into the later hours, people were experiencing some paranormal activities. Speaking for myself, I and 3 others went up to the attic. Armed with recorders, we asked questions to try and capture EVPs. After approximately 30 minutes, we went back down to the first floor to review the recorders. On one, you can clearly hear a man's voice saying, They're running fast. Nothing else, just that residual. Near the end of our tour, we were all sitting in the main sitting room. Though I can't remember the name of the equipment used, it wasn't a recorder, but would throw out words occasionally after questions were presented to it. I think, isn't that phantasm or what is that called? Phantom box or... I don't know why I can't think of the name. You know what I mean?
Spirit box.
No.
There is a spirit box, but it's not that.
Daggone it.
Phasma box? But that's not right either.
I know.
Something
You're
like
dancing
that.
Around it.
I am. And Mike Simpson just talked about it.
Yes. I can't think of it. That's what... Oh, man. I can't remember what it's called.
There's too much ADD and dyslexia in my head, and I can't quite get a hold of it. But
yeah.
So, though I can't remember the name of the equipment used, it wasn't a recorder, but would throw out words occasionally after questions were presented to it. Sometimes during the question, anyways, the guide in a clear voice would say someone's name who's in the group, a live person. We all laughed at the remark. To my surprise, it would say my name, not just once, but three times. Needless to say, I was spooked. But fast forward 3 months, I found out my grandparents were married in that building. I was the only one that had any connection to the building, and I didn't know it at the time, nor anyone else in the group. Sorry for such a long explanation, but for whoever said it was a joke or a lot of hooey, are skeptics, at least not to give a new naysayer a reason for not to visit. Anyway, it was a convoluted way to say it for people that are very skeptical. They did have she had an experience. This is pretty out there. So I like that. I thought that was cool.
Reports range from the relatively mild, like hearing footsteps in empty corridors, to the more intense of full body apparitions appearing in photographs or investigators capturing clear voices on the recording equipment responding to direct questions.
Oh, so it's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's what we like. We don't want dummies, just intelligent. Yeah, I like this place. It's kind of creepy.
One of the museum's most famous spectral residents is believed to be a former funeral director who apparently enjoyed his work so much that death itself wasn't going to force him into retirement. Mm. Multiple visitors have reported encountering a well-dressed man in period clothing, particularly in the areas that once served as the funeral home's working spaces.
Hmm.
Let's see. All right. Yeah, that's all they have on him.
You said period clothing, I thought you were going to say in sheep's clothing, but better. Yeah,
maybe.
Makes more sense in period clothing.
There's a volunteer that works there, or volunteers there. She says, she's quoted as saying, strange things were happening all the time, Hastrider said, including volunteers seeing shadowy people, hearing voices, and the sound of chairs being banged around. People were seeing things that weren't really there. So a psychic was brought in to investigate the paranormal activities last year, and this psychic claimed to detect the presence, we already talked about, of a man named Edgar. And then they're talking about his ashes. So volunteers are seeing some crazy things. Said once she found out who was a veteran, then she began a quest to find living relatives and secure permission for military burials. I'm just glad they didn't hang up on me, Hastrider said. On Friday, 7 sets of the remains were back at the museum, each in a white box on a case beneath an American flag and a display of vintage military uniforms. So that's nice.
Mm.
That's proper. So,
you know how we talked about the New York Haunted Trail or whatever and all those like 50, 60 places or whatever, and we went through a bunch of them when Pete was here?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them. So this is Buffalo, New York, but it is on the Haunted Trail apparently.
Gotcha.
They have a picture there of the Buffalo Central Terminal.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have.
They mentioned that. Very cool. Yeah, Buffalo seems to have some paranormal stuff going on.
Indiana Haunted Trail, right?
Yeah.
Like we need something to link all together. Well,
Kentucky's
got
the Bourbon Trail.
Right? We need something.
Yeah. I like this place, so it's pretty neat. How much did you say it was? $5? Or something.
Just for a tour.
Yeah.
That's, Some folks report sudden temperature drops in specific locations.
Yeah, that'll do it. That will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With all the history, and then anytime you throw in, oh, we've been a funeral home, that gets my attention.
Yeah, that's kind of a good indication.
It's like that
going to have some paranormal activity.
That place I told you about in Bargersville, where those people were, they're like, yeah, it was an antique store. We closed it down. Well, why are there so many pews in there? And why, you know, well, yeah, it was a funeral home before. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, it's haunted. I get 60 spirits. How do you know you get 60 spirits? We brought in a medium. They told us. I'm like, Lord, wow, it's wild, right? I think I also told you that the nurse was there, and he goes, we talked about it, and I said, yeah, they told me it was haunted. And he goes, that explains a lot. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I get the creepiest vibe when I'm in there. And he said, and then one of them had like a stand-up cane, and the cane, he goes, that cane started to like wobble. And he was like, oh, neat. What is wobbling that cane? And I go, it's got to be one of those 60 spirits. He's like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to stop visiting them. Like, no, I want to go investigate.
No kidding. What else we have on the museum?
Children's laughter has been heard echoing through the empty rooms, which is either heartwarming or nightmare-inducing, depending on your perspective and tolerance for supernatural encounters.
A lot of people always get creeped out with kids.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Living or
unnerving.
Dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Doors open and close without any visible cause, and if as if operated by the world's most invisible butler.
Butler, you say? Is his name Jeeves?
You know it.
I mean, he's got to be named Jeeves.
Objects occasionally move on their own, though thankfully nothing too dramatic, like flying furniture or levitating pianos.
Oh.
So that's good.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about a piano dropping in your head when you walk out.
That would be nice. That would be, because that could be really bad. Not the old piano dropped on the head trick.
Oh, that's cartoonish, right? Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, right. There's a video, and I'm sure it's AI, but it has these people on a train, and they're like, look, it's keeping up with us. And it was a roadrunner being chased by a coyote. And the coyote like pounced it at one time and it couldn't hold onto it. And the roadrunner kept going. And I was like, and they're like, this isn't, it looks like a cartoon, but it actually can't happen. But I was like, this has to, it totally has to be AI, but it made me smile anyway.
Yeah. So we could go to Buffalo and hit the Buffalo Terminal and this museum.
Could we have Buffalo and Trace?
Because we said Buffalo's not that far, really. I mean, it's in New York, but it's not.
This way.
Yeah, it's
New
west.
York.
Yeah.
Can we have buffalo wings?
And Buffalo Trace?
Well, I won't eat them. I don't like buffalo wings. I'll get something else.
Buffalo, New York. Because all the Buffalo Wild Wings pop up. It is 7 hours and 47 minutes from here.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
7 hours and 47
minutes.
Okay,
I was thinking six. Okay. Yeah, Not bad at all.
They have a lot of artifacts. They have local veterans, military stuff, like helmets and clothing, period furniture and household items, pictures, clothing, toys, tools. So they have a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that they did a proper burial.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, how we talk about, you know, a lot of different, well, Savannah, when we went on the ghost tour, a lot of they took a lot of the graves and from one cemetery moved them, but they didn't mark them.
Yeah.
And they just kind of
lack of respect.
Right? Oops. Very like, yeah. Oops. So there's
oops,
a proper way.
Oops, right?
Yeah. There's a proper way to do that.
Oh yeah.
So
I think, so there's a Fort Erie there, which that sounds,
oh, I like
which,
that. Of course, Fort Erie.
Yeah. Lake, you know, cause it's right off of Lake Erie. And then so interesting that, you know, Toronto's not, you go up Niagara Falls is just northwest of there. And then Toronto is right across the, Lake Ontario. So yeah, it's cool. And you're not too far from Rochester. I don't know that area much. I've never been up there. I've never been to Niagara Falls. I'd love to go.
Oh man, I would too.
We had neighbors that were from Buffalo, and they actually, they missed it so much. They kept saying, "Oh, someday we need to move back to Buffalo." Well, by God, they did. They lost their house. Well, I shouldn't say. I started to say they sold their house, but they actually lost their house, foreclosed, and then they moved back to Buffalo. So they got their wish. But
I heard that the falls, they said go to the Canadian side. That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'd go.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
I would not want to live in Buffalo because of the cold weather. Nothing against Buffalo, the city.
You don't like 6 foot of snow?
No.
What?
Not really. I don't like when we get 8 inches here, like when we all lose our minds. I'm like, oh, no. But no, this Buffalo, we've come across a couple of good locations.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
You guys have?
I've never had this before. I don't know if this is an upgraded, but now I can.
What the heck is it?
This is. I looked it up on my GPS, and now you can travel the world. Look, it's even Hollow Earth. I've never been able to do this on that. So apparently your GPS it's upgraded, I guess. I didn't know I did this, but
I mean, how did you get into it? I don't understand.
This is what I looked up on GPS. I just put in Buffalo, how far it is. It has it on the map like this.
Well, not like you Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, no, I didn't Google it. I put it into navigation on maps.
Okay.
So Apple Maps took me there, and then I just went out to look around the area, and then it allows me to. Have you ever been able to do that? But now you can go around the world. Look,
I always use Google Maps.
Look, Antarctica. Oh, who knows what's there?
Mine has stars behind it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Oh, it does. Mine does too. Look.
Yeah,
I've never played.
I just get the regular.
Well, poop. Map. You got upgraded or something.
Well, I've already done an update. I did an update the other night.
Zoom out.
I didn't know you could do this. I love it when your phone surprises you. Yeah, see, you can do it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, look at
that. So creepy's out there.
Look at there.
I had no idea. Yeah, the stars spin too when you spin the... Oh, man, I am so mesmerized now.
Okay, now I don't want this on there like that. I want it back to...
I know, I went back to the other... I think if you just get out of there, it'll actually you just start over. Nope, it actually did. Nope. Now I got to figure out how to do it too. Oh, well.
There we go.
I'm in Africa. Oops. I got to go back.
Creepies, this is what you
this
get
is
when
awesome.
You listen to our
I'm so impressed, though.
Podcast.
I'm so
you
impressed
get a
with
extra
my phone.
Nonsense.
Oh, let the government listen, right?
Google Maps has it right. It's flat.
There we go.
It is flat, right? Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
Start
Nate.
All kind of controversy Nate. Now. What are you doing, Nate? I love this.
Well, if we're done.
I think we are if we're playing with Google Maps.
Nate, help us get out of here.
Four. Hit that one with my iron.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. I was like, where are you going with that?
That's a wrap.
I did not see.
I almost gave you a boo. I almost booed you.
I was like,
I was going to say, what?
That was good, though. That was actually really good. Because that's a golf reference.
I was like, what?
Yes.
Okay.
I do love
it. Okay.
I love that name for trains, the Iron Horse. I love it.
Mm. The Iron Horse? Yeah.
I do.
Nate came through on that. Man, you're ready to get booed. I was ready to say that. What? What in tarnation?
That was not previously set up either. That just popped in my head and I went with it.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
He did. He came through.
Whisper state spirits are probably just like, we know.
I guess.
We
I
know.
Guess that, yeah.
Of course
I,
he's
I get
do
it.
It. Come through for us every time.
That's all right. I'll get them a dad joke that they like. So maybe I'll look through my mom's card, which I will, but
maybe
might find one that they'll like. So, all right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 252 and our discussion on the Iron Island Museum. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.